I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, let's call these two dumb and dumber. A woman driving drunk in New Jersey smashed into two parked cars. Then, Alex, do you know what she did after she hit these parked cars? What her genius idea was?
I'm assuming drove away.
No. Well, kind of. She said, let's switch seats. So she had her friend who was also drunk drive, and guess what she did? She also crashed into another two or three vehicles. Cops say that when they finally pulled both of these women over, they reeked of alcohol and reported that they had been at the club that night getting bad with themselves.
Not good.
Yeah, the cops were trying to figure out who was less drunk. That's what they told them. They're like, well, we're trying to fit the cop.
Like by driving?
Yeah, they're like, well, I don't know, Alex. I think you're less drunk. You drive. Okay, maybe I am. Here I'm. Okay, you drive. Oh, and he's pretty drunk too. Yeah, so not a great idea right there. Cops say they damaged four vehicles in the process. No injuries were reported, thankfully, in any of those crashes. Both women were charged with drinking and driving in a school zone.
Wow.
Thank God it was at night.
That is so scary.
Yeah, and reckless driving. All right, this right here, I enjoy golfing. I'm not good at it, but it's relaxing.
So boring to me.
But it's okay, and I think, I don't know why women do it, but I know like me and my guys, it's fun to talk, to catch up, just to drink a beer.
It's not even fun for me to go do putt-putt. Like, I can't stand any type of golf.
You don't like putt-putt? Oh,
no.
It's so fun. Well, this guy likes golf, and I don't know if it's for the same reason that I do. This happened in England with a guy named Stephen. On Monday, he noticed, actually, the Stephen guy didn't do it, but he noticed this, that something unexpected was going on in the ninth hole. There's 18 holes in golf, by the way.
That's what she said.
Yep. There was a guy.
In the ninth hole.
There was a guy with his pants down having sex with the hole.
Wow. You know, sometimes those golf holes just look so sexy.
Okay.
Just waiting and willing.
Here's where it gets really disturbing. It wasn't just the golf hole, like the cup where the ball goes in. He also had the flagpole, the thing that like stands up where you can see where to shoot.
Stop, do not, no way.
He also had the hole's flagpole.
No.
In action.
No way.
It was in the back nine.
Oh my, I literally, this is like the worst dummy of the day I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's something like you would see in a movie as a joke.
As a joke, yes, but he had his wiener in the hole in his, in the backside.
Holy cow.
Stephen pulled out his phone and started recording, and apparently other people did too. They called the cops. There's no word.
I need to see it.
They haven't tracked him down yet. There's no way. I'm like, oh, you know what? We're going to skip the ninth hole here. We're good.
My gosh. I wish I knew more about golf so I could make some golf jokes about this.
Well, you could be like my funny joke right here. So it's like, I guess he wanted to play the front and the back nine.
Yeah.
But can I get a rim shot?
Dilly or something else like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I have dilly dilly anymore. I don't know. I'll find it if I do. Wait a minute. Here we go. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
There you
dilly,
go.
Dilly.
And our final story today for your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show, a 40-year-old man named Sharon from Phoenix. Woman. I was like, that's a weird guy.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Sharon! 40-year-old woman named Sharon from Phoenix wanted her 16-year-old son to wake up early on Sunday to go to church for Easter. I think that's a reasonable request, though. My wife was like, we got to get there early. People are going to be there for Jesus' resurrection. I'm
Every Sharon in America was thinking Sharon! The same thing on Sunday.
So she told him to. She told him to get up. It's Jesus Day.
It is.
I love that right there. Get up. It's Jesus Day. But when he wouldn't get out of bed, she said, "You know what? I'm gonna have to tase you. I'm gonna have to tase you on your leg." So this is audio of her tasing him.
Do the tasey leg. Do the tasey leg.
Oh, man. Let's see. When he wouldn't get out of bed, she tased him. He told her that he was going to call the cops. And she told him, quote, you can call the police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call. I don't care.
Okay. I don't know that UPS is going to help.
Maybe they will. Maybe they'll bring another taser. When the cops got there, Sharon said she didn't tase her son. She just sparked the taser a little bit, so he could hear it and wake him up. But he had a bunch of marks on his legs from where she actually did zap him. So she was arrested, spent 12 hours in jail on Easter. That had to have been fun. She's eventually out, though. She's now facing charges of child abuse with intent to cause harm, but she thinks she'll be okay because, quote, I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first.
Well,
can I get an amen?
I don't know about putting him first that way, Sharon.
Oh, doesn't that sound heavenly right there? Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Colin Farrell has checked into a luxury $36,000 a month rehab center in the Arizona desert. The Meadows Clinic is popular, actually, among celebrities and has treated stars such as Tiger Woods, Elle McPherson, Kate Moss, Selena Gomez, and Kevin Spacey. A source close to the actress says Farrell came overwhelmed after doing three back-to-back films and started getting urges, I guess, to start using again. He decided to get professional help because he was about to go to a bad place. And I guess he's had 12 years of sobriety, but he wanted to check in just in case for a tune-up.
That's awesome how you went there, because you need to do that.
So he isn't drinking again. He just felt like he was about to.
Well, good for him, because he might have.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly revealed who the number one guest is she'd like to interview on her show.
But I would say number one, Harvey Weinstein. I think we would have a robust exchange. Yeah. Be good, don't you think?
Must see TV.
Oh, would I like to talk to her?
Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan announced their separation on Monday night after 8 years of marriage, but the split, I guess, was a long time coming. Sources say the Magic Mike actor already moved out earlier this year while Jenna remained in their family home. They also say that Channing's heavy drinking and flirting with other women led to the split. The sources add it became clear over the last year that they wanted different things and were no longer on the same path. Another source says that Jenna has struggled with the pace of Channing's career. She is troubled, I guess, by his success, and he was actually turning down jobs because of her, and then that was causing them to fight.
Oh, that's like us turning down a job, like an opportunity to go somewhere or do something big, and they're like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Cops rushed to the home of Austin Powers star Vern Troyer after a friend dialed 911 to say he was drunk and suicidal. The actor was taken to the hospital after the call was made on Monday night. Doctors checked him for possible alcohol poisoning, and he was being held for 72 hours. The incident comes a year after Troyer checked into rehab to recover from alcohol abuse.
To be fair, though, with Vern Troyer, like, if he has any mouthwash, it's close to alcohol poisoning.
One of the biggest pet peeves that I have is just because I'm small, people think that they could come up to me and tap me on the head. I'm not a lap dog. I'm a person.
No, man, I hope he's doing better. I love Vern Troyer. Like, you don't hear about him doing bad things.
No. And you won't believe how many kids Kim Kardashian says that Kanye West wants to have.
I gotta live for a second. I mean, if it were up to my husband, we'd have like 7.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Ugh.
Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro is a dad. The reality star and girlfriend Jen Harley welcomed a daughter yesterday. Cardi B will make TV history after she was chosen to be the first ever co-host on NBC's The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I am so excited because
that's my
favorite Jimmy Fallon interview of all time is the one with him and Cardi B. The rapper will appear as the musical guest on Monday, April 9th, as well as serving as the interviewer. It's the first time in the show's 64 years that The Tonight Show will feature a co-host. Cardi's debut album, Invasion of Privacy, will be released this Friday.
That'll be great.
And a man named Charles Kessler is suing the Duffer Brothers for ripping off his idea to make the show Stranger Things. Kessler created a short film in 2012 called Montauk, which deals with top secret government experiments, just like Stranger Things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he pitched the idea of turning the film into a series to the Duffer Brothers in 2014, but they actually said no. And then this guy says that the brothers used his script, idea, story, and film to make Stranger Things, which debuted in 2016. He claimed the show was even initially sold with the name of a short film, The Montauk Project. Kessler wants money and destruction of any materials that were used to rip off his concept.
Dude, no, if he has proof.
Yeah, then he's going to win a bunch of money.
That guy, never have to work again.
And Jay-Z was interviewed on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman on Netflix and talked about the moment his mom, Gloria Carter, came out as gay.
Imagine having to live your life with someone else, right? And you think you're protecting your kids. And for my mother to have to live as someone that she wasn't and hide and, like, protect her kids and didn't want to embarrass her kids and, you know, for all this time and for her to sit in front of me and tell me, I think I love someone. I mean, I really cried. That's a real story. Like, I cried because I was so happy for her that she was free.
And beauty vlogger James Charles, who made history as the first male CoverGirl spokesperson, was recently asked which star has been the rudest to him during one of his latest YouTube videos, and he said Ariana Grande. So
ooh.
I guess he attended one of her concerts in LA and posted a bunch of videos to social media. James said that Ari DM'd him after the show and thanked him for coming, and even told him he would have loved to have had, she told him that she would have loved to have had him backstage if she knew that he was there. And I don't know what happened, but I guess her fans weren't happy that she was associating with him. So he soon noticed that she unfollowed him. So he messaged her back and said, hey, did I do something wrong? And then I guess she said, hey, babe, I just saw a lot of angry tweets from my fans. I would never want to disappoint them, so I unfollowed. He said, I sent back a strong worded message to her and was like, yeah, you have 100 million fans and it's really disappointing that you'd stoop to the level of listening to people bullying me just to appease them, but okay. So Hollywood Life, that covered this story, pointed out that he was at the center at the time. I don't know if you remember this, but like he made an Ebola joke on his way to Africa or something like that.
Tweeted it, and then
like he got in a lot of trouble. So that's when that was going on. So that might be why some of Ariana's fans had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this: Ariana has a huge history of being a diva.
Remember
being
licking
rude,
the donut?
Licking the donut. Julianne Rancic, who never talks bad about any celebrity, said that Ariana Grande was rude to her on the red carpet. And my old boss, now this is alleged, but says he was in an elevator with her after a meet and greet. And as soon as the doors to the elevator closed where she was meeting all of her fans, told me that she said, "I hope they all die."
Okay,
so
wow.
That's huge, and that's an alleged story.
Never knew that.
Super sick stuff. So I'm just saying there, and you know, remember when somebody like said that like she required people to like carry her around everywhere? There's been so many stories about her being a terrible
person. I would do that
though.
If I was a celebrity, I'd be a lot of people to pick me up, but I would do that. I don't think that's outrageous.
A lot of stories about her being a horrible person. So that is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Check it out. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram story. Follow us there. Help us get to 10,000 followers today. Joe and Alex Show. All right, what the bleep this week? I got some audio for you that it's just interesting that this stuff actually gets out there, and I don't know how they don't do anything about it, that I have to censor it. This is on QVC. You ever watch that? Because my mom and grandma...
Oh, I used to love it.
Oh, my God. They watch it all the time. This is when Martha Stewart was on, and she was talking to this lady on QVC about like a kind of a jacket, and I guess the lady on QVC talks about how you could use the jacket.
Really is a good-looking jacket. I mean, for f***ing my dog.
Whoa!
I mean, dog's the plural. I never just f*** one dog. But,
okay.
Wait, why do you, number one, why do you have to wear a jacket to do that?
Maybe she's going outside and it's cooler. I don't know if it's a weather-related thing. This is a local thing here, and I'm going to mess up the guy's name. I guess he's been with Channel 13 for, like, 40 years. His name's Rich Van, is it Wyke? It's W-Y-K. I apologize for that, but let's just call him Rich. And he's talking about, I guess, city crew workers, and I've never heard of this department.
Like, this is a local guy?
Yeah, this is a news reporter talking about like a local indie crew, like a work crew, but I've never heard of them called this. Like,
oh gosh, I hope he doesn't get mad at us for playing it.
Well, he shouldn't have said it, right?
Right.
Well,
let's see what he said.
All right.
Anne-Marie, there's more work out here than hole filling crews can get done on their own. So what's happening next week? Another hole blitz to make life a little more pleasurable on Indianapolis streets.
Oh, man. I don't know about holes and pleasurable and all that jazzy stuff.
Well, I didn't know my hard-earned taxpayer dollars were going to that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
To be honest with you, I'm not against that.
We're just the troubleshooters. We just expose what's really going on in this city.
All right. I like religion. I really do. And I mean, like, I'm a Christian and teach their own. That's cool, but that's my little thing. But I don't like TV televangelists because I think they turn a lot of people off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this guy's a terrible guy, but kind of old and senile, in my opinion. And the way he wanted to celebrate spring bothers me. This is Pat Robertson on the 700 Club.
21st is the first day of spring. That's today, and so we're going to
Okay, I don't know that that's how we're supposed to celebrate spring, old man.
That was live. Yeah, that wasn't like off camera accidentally like saying
live
it to
TV.
Like somebody. He was talking directly to all of his viewers and listeners right there. Okay, this is something I was doing, hanging out with my little bro, Michael. Big brothers, big sisters. It's a fun thing I get to be a part of, and we hang out and have a lot of fun. And usually we'll go do activities. Sometimes we just maybe have a pizza and watch cartoons or Netflix and a movie. Just have like a guy day and
the
hang
dream.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're watching. Have you guys heard of, it's called Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters. It's on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
No.
Yeah, so parents out there, your kids might be able to watch this. Tell me if you would have turned the TV off like I did.
You're not going to toss us in your dungeon?
Don't be crazy. No one uses dungeons anymore.
But you are arresting us, right?
Arrest you? I want to you.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, man. I was like, hey, you know what, Michael? Let's go watch something else.
Yeah, you know, sometimes dungeons are not what you think they're for.
And they're wrong. Christian Grey uses a dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Alex, I'm assuming, I don't know everything, but you're a virgin, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting until I'm married.
So you're not doing anything, because I'm just saying some girls like say that doesn't count, but something else does?
No, I'm waiting.
Okay, well, this is a TV report. They were kind of doing a pregnancy myth thing. It's like Myth Monday
Myth Monday?
Yeah, they call it Myth Monday, and they kind of dispel or find out about myths. Tell me if you've ever heard about this or talked to any of your girlfriends about this.
Okay.
Well, it's Myth Busting Monday, and today's question, you can't get pregnant while b***ing. So let's see what some of you had to say on Facebook. Natalie says, yes, you can get pregnant. It's a myth. heard friends who were b-ing. They got pregnant fast.
So I know some
people. I think they've got some messed up information here.
I'm just telling you what she found out. So that is What the Bleep here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's play catchphrase this morning and hook somebody up with four tickets to Kings Island opening day and Carb Night VIP passes. We're doing that big party at Regent's Rooftop Friday, May 25th with Party Pupils featuring Max. Oh, it's going to be such a good time.
Where my Party Pupils at?
In this place. Woo! Jackie, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today?
Team Alex.
All right. Let me write that in for you.
Jackie, Jackie, Bo, Backy, Fee, Fi, Bo, Facky, Jackie.
Same. I want to see you do this for my teammate then. Okay. Mercedes, you're on Team Joe. And Alex is going to do the same song because we're believing equal treatment here.
What's his name? What's her name?
Mercedes.
Oh, that's harder to do.
Mercedes, Mercedes. Mercedes, Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Mercedes, Sadie, Sadie's, Bo, Bates, Fee, Fi, Fo, Mates, Mercedes. The name game.
We originated
we
the name
that
game.
Instead.
Yeah.
We can do that one day. Call in with your name and we'll play the name game. All right, let's go over the rules, guys. If we're going to play the game, we got to know the rules.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
Sorry, I got a little into that one right there. You have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on your paper. You could pass one time. Whoever has the most words right wins the game. And in the event of a tie, we go to producer MYK, who sometimes we disagree with, and he will explain the overtime rules. Everybody agree? Okay, great. Alex,
yes.
Ladies first. Is that cool? You want to go first today?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Alex and Jackie, Jackie, Bofaki, Ben, your turn. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, coming down in 3, 2, 1, catch race.
Okay, this is where you live. It's called
your home.
Yes.
House.
Yeah, I need your blank so I can come over.
Address.
Yes. The opposite of soft.
Hard.
A tour blank shows you where to go.
What? To what?
A tour blank on a trip shows you where to go.
A tour.
A person who tells you, look at this. Hi, I'm. Yes. This is cool blank is like a dessert topping.
Cool it.
Yes. This is on the bottom of your face. You can rest your hand. Yes. Whenever there's a fire, people tell you you need to leave the building. Another word for that is what?
Evacuate.
Yes. I'm taking you to blank. I'm suing you.
Court.
Yes. Whenever something is talked about. Okay.
I would like to challenge. What was the one cool word?
Whip.
Oh, see, I believe it said whip. So we're going to have to. We're gonna take that word off, I think,
not
right?
Not true.
Okay.
Miss Jackie, we did pretty good, I think.
7 points.
I think we did, too.
Woo! 7 points for Alex and Jackie, Jackie, Fofaki, Fananan.
Yeah.
All right, Mercedes, we're about to be high class. We're about to be high class and win this game. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Respectful. I appreciate that. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, and catchphrase.
What?
Sorry.
What?
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I'd say so. What just happened?
I don't know. They're all next to each other. Let me try it again. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Not a blank, but not a truck, but a what? Vehicle that you drive.
Car?
Yep, okay. This is a hotel, blank in. When you feel good, something like feels really good, it's a hotel name, it's blank in.
Comfort. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. There we go. When you have to keep something from getting in, like maybe you make some pasta and you have to put it in a colander. What are you doing? Like
frying.
Yep. Okay. You put cans, pasta, all kinds of things in here. It's a storage thing in your house for food.
The cupboard.
Yep. Okay. Let's see here. When you don't understand something, you're like, that doesn't make sense. You're suffering from what?
Confusion.
Yep. Okay. Something you clean your body with. It's usually in a bar form.
Soap.
Yep. Okay. Oh man, I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm constantly feeling bad. I'm just in complete what? Skip it. Skip it. When you want to get rid of something on your computer, you do this. You do what?
Delete.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yes! Yes!
How much?
It was right at the buzzer. I'm talking like one more second.
Yes!
We have a tie game right now.
Ooh. Yes!
So
man.
We're going to go into OT.
OT.
Yeah, you guys are going to do the same thing. It's just going to be based on time. So whoever gets the most right in the least amount of time
yes,
wins.
OT, occupational turtle. Let's do it.
All right, I'm down with that. Are you ready, Alex and
Jackie,
Becky, Bofacky? Okay, yep. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
You get a scrape or a...
What?
Scissors. Do this.
I'll skip it. I can't hear.
Okay. I'm working on a group blank to put something together.
Project.
Yes. When you got I have no idea how to describe this. It's like you got Tourette's and it makes you move your body really fast. What do you call that?
I'm
moving really fast. I'm shaking.
Nervous?
I'm making a it's a tick. What do you call that when you move your body fast?
Oh, God.
We're going to last!
Reckless?
I have no idea how to describe this word! Help! I think we forfeit, Jackie. I don't know.
Was the word twitch?
Yes.
Okay, I saw Alex is doing something like she was from Thriller with a neck thing.
I didn't know how to describe it.
She was doing it. Yeah, she was spazzing out over here. Alex and Jackie have 1 point in 14 seconds.
Hey, no, it's not done yet. Don't hang up. Here we go. Are you ready, Mercedes?
Yes.
All right, we got to get two to win this thing. Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, and go. Okay, not paper, but...
Scissors?
No. When you're at the grocery store, do you want blank? Sorry, do you want paper or what? It's something you carry out your groceries
plastic,
in.
Plastic.
Yes, okay. When you're hurt, you have a what? Like you break your leg, you have a what?
A bruise?
No, come on, no. Like, I like.
A fracture?
No, in the attorney commercials, like, if you've suffered a serious blank, call us.
Accident?
If you've been hurt, if you have a what?
Next.
Oh my gosh. Okay, a dead body is also a what? Come on, you're going to lose this thing.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Like a dead body, like it's laying like, oh, a what?
A corpse.
Yes!
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Jackie. Ooh, I was for real.
Hey, congratulations going out this morning to my teammate, which would be Mercedes. She wins. Hey, Jackie, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you for calling in this morning.
Oh, there it is. Thank I'm sorry, Miss Jackie. Ooh,
I am for real.
Never meant to make you cry.
All right, that's cool. You're getting a 4-pack of opening day tickets to Kings Island and VIP tickets to our Carb Night party. We're going to turn up. If you want to buy those, it's going to be Party Peoples featuring Max. Go online to RadioNowIndy.com and click on the Joe and Alex Show, or just RadioNowIndy.com, or you can win them again tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show. Okay, so this is something that in the room we're aware of. We've known about this for a little bit, but Alex, I don't think you've publicly spoken about this. I don't even think I've seen it on your social media. If I did, I missed it. But
I haven't talked about it in a personal sense on the air. When it first happened, I talked about it in a... I just put it out there like one morning, like I think the Monday after it happened, before we got into Murder Monday, I mentioned the case.
Okay.
And just kind of pleaded with the public that if they had any tips to call Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
But I did not explain what was going on behind the scenes with it.
So what is going on? What are we talking about today?
All right. So basically we're going to get to, I've been seeing somebody and I really like them and we're going to get to that part. But the way that we got there is this crazy story that I have yet to share on the air. So that's what I'm about to share with you. So last July, I matched with somebody on Bumble named Drew, and Buster knew this person. So when I matched, I just remember showing everyone I work with, like, look how cute this guy is. And then Buster was like, oh, I know him. That's my friend Drew. I like buy stuff from him. I buy clothes from him. So the person I'm talking about is Drew Schwier, and he had this business called Vintage 317 here in Indy that was based out of his house.
Okay.
So he like was a huge sports fan and stuff. And so he like specialized Vintage 317, which they still have an Instagram. His sister now runs it, one of his sisters.
It's really cool. There's some cool stuff on there. I saw you sent me something and I was like, oh, Alex, I'm too big. I'm a 4X, not a 2X.
If you are either somebody that likes like cool like 90s vintage clothes, or you're just a huge sports fan, or just a big time Indiana person, like a Hoosier through and through, you will like this store. And their Instagram is at Vintage 317. So he specialized in like sports memorabilia and clothing and hats and stuff like that. So Buster, our afternoon guy, was like a customer of his. And so Buster knew him personally. I didn't. You know, we had matched on Bumble. And then Drew actually, to me, he said the same thing. He's like, oh, I know your coworker.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then Drew and I ended up talking for like a few weeks. It wasn't long. Okay, so, and let me explain why. So we talked for just a few weeks. I don't want it to seem like I had a relationship with this guy because I didn't. But Buster, while we were just talking on Bumble, kept telling me, like, Alex, you need to go out with this guy because I just feel like you guys would really hit it off. Like,
it wasn't because he wanted free stuff.
No. Buster really wanted me to go out with Drew because he, I guess Drew just, from people that like knew him and his friends and family and things that I've heard or like read about him online and everything, he just seemed like he's like similar to me in a lot of ways, super goofy, silly. We had a lot of the same interests, some different interests. Obviously, I'm not a sports person, but he kind of, you know, was telling me like he was really persistent in wanting to take me out on a date. And he listened to the show. He was a big fan of radio now in general. He listened to our station all the time and he told me that. And he also kept telling me like how bad he wanted to take me to Pacers games and to Indy 11 games and things like that because, you know, at the time I'd lived here less than a year. And so he was really wanting to show me why he loves Indy because he was born and raised here, which I thought was cool. But like what's weird is so in my mind, and I've never had this happen in my life, and this is why it was really hard for me to deal with after all this stuff happened, was in my mind, it was like I had these feelings of I could see myself really liking this guy, and something was keeping me from letting him take me out, and I couldn't explain it. And I vividly remember Buster coming into the studio one morning when our show was over, and I'd been talking to Drew, and he was like, Alex, why aren't you going out with him? Like, he told me, like, he's been asking you out, and you're not saying yes. And I was like, I don't know what it is. It's a weird feeling. I don't know why, because I know that I would like him, but I don't know why I'm not going out with him. And it was this weird, like, I kept, like, blowing him off. And I would, like, read his messages, and then I would almost, it was like I meant to respond, and then I would forget.
Oh, that's the worst. And like, oh, crap,
it was just the weirdest thing, because I'm such a good texter and I'm an immediate texter and I'm very good at keeping in touch with someone, but it was like this weird thing that was keeping me from Drew. So that was in July, and then fast forward to, so we just eventually stopped talking because I just kept, you know, I wasn't talking to him, so he just kind of like eventually gave up.
Yeah, otherwise you become a stalker.
All right. So 2 months later, in the beginning of September, Drew was murdered right outside of his home on the east side of Indy. So Vintage 317 at the time was run out of like his house, I guess, his garage,
like
or
his
something.
Garage, yeah.
And so I don't know. The thing is that the police have never caught who did it.
Which blows my mind. Like, how do they?
Right.
I don't understand.
Right. So this was this last September. Drew was shot outside of his house. They think maybe it was like a robbery gone bad or something. He was shot multiple times and he has roommates, but none of them were home at the time. And so I guess like a neighbor or something found him and then called, you know, an ambulance or whatever. And then he passed away. And I was... I had never met him, but somehow his death affected me so much. I think I cried every single day for like the next month after he had passed away because a lot of me felt so guilty for not taking him up on a date, because after reading like what his friends and family and everybody had said about him, I just knew like even if we would have never dated, I could totally see how we could have been friends because we were just so similar in personality and everything. And I just, and just all the things I heard about him, I just knew how much of a good person he seemed to be and all these things, just a really great guy. And I, part of me felt guilt, like mad at myself for missing out on getting to know somebody like that. And so I regret that. And so it's really hard for me. And I feel stupid that I'm crying over somebody that I never met. But his life just and everything that I found out about him afterwards just affected me so profoundly. And his story is incredible because he was a Christian and his parents are incredible people, because after he died and everything, like in all of their news interviews and everything that they did, they, you know, they were like, we just want to know who did it. We want closure and we forgive you for killing our son. And we know that he's in heaven because he's saved and all of these things. And through his death, all of these people went to his funeral. They had like lines wrapped around the church for his funeral, and so many kids got saved through him. And his whole story is just incredible. And so I always think about that, how I wish that I would have taken him up on that date to get to know him and at least been able to meet such an incredible person. And so after that, you know, I it's still sad. I haven't talked about this in a long time, so that's why I'm crying. So I apologize. But I just, you know, time went on or whatever, and I didn't really think about it that much anymore.
And then a few weeks ago, in March, I got a DM from his brother. And he messaged me something on Instagram. And so that's where this story kind of changes and takes a different turn.
Okay. Well, is there more to the story then?
Yes. So right. Now we're getting into now how I'm talking to somebody else.
All right. I want to hear kind of what else happened. And thank you for sharing that. And don't feel bad about crying.
Yeah. And if you have information on Drew's case, on Drew Schwer's case, please contact Crime Stoppers. Any tip would help.
You're anonymous. They're not going to find out like, oh, yeah, it was Joe, the bald bearded guy that gave the tip.
Yeah, you are completely anonymous. There's absolutely no way for the police to get your information. 317-262-TIPS if you have any information on the case of Drew Schwer.
All right. Well, I want to hear the rest of this story next. Hold on. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're just tuning in, Alex shared a very emotional story that she's never talked about on air, and it was about a guy that all of Indy knew, actually. Drew Schwer, right? That's how you say his last name?
Yeah.
I don't want to butcher that name terribly, but great guy, local company he had here, too. Alex was getting messages from him like, hey, let's go out sometime. I'd like to take you out, and never really followed up on it. I mean, it happens, you know, life goes, and then sadly, months later, he was killed. He was murdered. Like, looks like a robbery gone bad, and you kind of shared about how guilty you feel about that, about never going out, and just how you knew him, but because of that connection of knowing him and his death, you have something else, kind of somebody's in your life now. Is that right?
Yeah. So here's what's crazy. So then last month, I got a message from his brother Jackson on Instagram, and I met. So I don't know Jackson well at all. Through Drew's death, like, so there were time. There were they had like a pop up shop at a store called Sneakerheads in Greenwood after his death, where they like sold a whole bunch of vintage 317 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if they knew at that time that they were going to that his sister was going to keep his business going or not. But so maybe they were thinking they were just gonna have to sell everything, get rid of it, and then close up shop on that. But like I said, the Instagram is still going. You can still purchase stuff vintage 317 on Instagram. So through going to that and everything, just as a way to, there were just some things that Drew had sent me, like, hey, oh my gosh, this made me think of you, this shirt that I got in or whatever. I wanted to go and pick those up. So I bought some of the things that Drew had told me, like, made him think of me or that he could see me wearing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I went to buy those. And then when I was there, I met Jackson and introduced myself or whatever. And Jackson told me, he was like, he said, like, oh, I know who you are. You're Alex. You know, Drew told me about you or whatever.
Yeah.
So I met Jackson, and then I saw him, like, I saw him at a comedy show a few months after that and just said hi to him or whatever. But otherwise, we just follow each other on social media, and I don't know him, like, super personally or anything. But a few weeks ago, I got a message from him, and he was like, hey, Alex, I know this is so random. It was on a Saturday night, and he was like, I don't know how I've never thought of this before, but I have a best friend, and I think you guys would really hit it off with my very best friend. I was like,
okay.
Okay. And I think Jackson's like a year younger than me. So I was like, well, how old is this guy? And he's like, he's the same age as you. Actually, his birthday was 2 days ago. And he said, you know, this is his Instagram. Check him out. And so I went and looked at his Instagram, and I was like, okay, so can I just tell you that I get messages all the time from people, moms, whatever, trying to set me up with people, their sons, people they know. Like, I get it constantly.
My son would be so good for you.
It literally happens to me all the time, and 99% of the time, they're not cute. Like, it's just, I mean, it's sad, but they're just not. And I'm like, no. But, so this guy that is Jackson's best friend, he had me look at his Instagram, and I saw his pictures, and I was like, holy cow, can we talk about snacks for a second? Liv, you can vouch for this. First of all, is he the hottest guy in Indy that I've dated? 100%.
Absolutely.
Is he the hottest guy that I've ever dated in my life? 200%. He is so hot, you guys. I can't even handle it. Sometimes I look at him and I like literally like start sweating. So
do you feel tingly in a special spot sometimes?
So yes. So I to Jackson, I wrote back and I was like, he's cute. And then I like went back and looked again and I was like, he real cute. And then Jackson laughed and was like, ha ha, well, he's a Christian and he loves Trump. So I know you guys would hit off. And I was like, yes. So he gave this guy my number. And the guy texted me the next day, and we talked every single day
all day long. And just to describe him, and we were just,
tell us about it, because I haven't seen a photo of this guy.
Yeah, amazing, amazing conversation, all that stuff. We have so much in common, really similar personalities, like the same type of things, like to do the same type of things, which is all great, because I feel like, the last guy that I talked to you guys about, I felt like we had zero in common. It was driving me insane. With this guy, we probably have too much in common, but I like that. So, fun fact about him, which is really cool. So, he's Egyptian.
What? He's Egyptian?
Yeah. The morning show, we all call him the Egyptian behind the scenes.
Yes.
So that's like his nickname that I'm giving him, is the Egyptian. So his parents, he was born and raised here in Indy, but his parents are both born and raised in Egypt. And then like 30-something years ago, they moved here because they're Christians. And in Egypt, it's like super hard and super scary to be a Christian because that's a predominantly Muslim country.
Yeah.
So they moved to here, which I still haven't asked that question of why.
Like, is this to them like their family, like the promised land?
I don't...
Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is, but he moved here and so he's got this like... light, like olivey color skin and these beautiful bright light like green hazel eyes. I mean, he's smoking hot. Like I told you, he's a snack. So anyway, we have been talking and we've gone on like, I think it's been 5 days now. Last night might have been our fifth date.
Dang.
But it's going really well. And then this weekend he actually asked me to meet all of his friends to go out for his birthday. So I'm already meeting all of his friends. I know.
That's pretty quick.
I know. This is his idea to invite me. It's not like I invited myself. So anyway, it's going really well. And all of this happened because, you know, of Drew. And then through Drew, I met his brother. And now his brother has introduced me to the Egyptian. And everything is going like fantastic. And we're really, really into each other. And so far, so good. So I wanted to introduce you to him, so to speak, because I'm sure as we talk, you know, there will be more stories or whatever. And so I want you to know who I'm talking about when I say the Egyptian.
Is this Egyptian a good guy, though? Because, I mean, I don't know.
Pharaoh of Egypt, you have not yet obeyed the Lord.
He is good.
Let my people go.
He's good. He's good. So, I don't know. I'm excited. And, you know, as we hang out more, whatever, if we get a picture together, then I'll post that on my Instagram, and then you'll see what he looks like and everything like that. So,
so you're telling me there's no photo right now if I go to Joe and Alex Show, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram?
I think it's weird to post a photo of just him. I think I should wait till it's a picture of both of us, right?
Do it. Wait.
You know what, though? Hold
on.
Weird. Actually, I did find a photo of him. I did some stalking. I'm going to post it up in about 2 minutes. Listen, Alex can't stop me. I have a login, too. At Joe and Alex Show.
Joe.
If you want to see the picture I found of the Egyptian, you can do that right now. Joe and Alex Show.
Stop.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you for sharing that whole interesting story. I think there's something there, because everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's random that you met him.
No, I think it's totally a God thing. I think this whole thing was orchestrated, you know what I mean? Like, way beyond our imagination. So,
And plus, if we get to play this.
By the way,
I'm cool with that.
He thinks all of this is funny, so don't worry. He's not offended by us calling him the Egyptian.
All right, this is a new game that we're trying out here on the Joe and Alex Show, and we would like your reaction on our Twitter. That's at Joe and Alex Show. We really want your feedback to let us know what you liked, if it was god-awful, if it was funny, whatever. We want you to let us know. And so follow us right now, and you can find all of our handles on there. It's at Joe and Alex Show to get to there. This is called Music Mashup. We're going to take a popular song, but we're going to sing the lyrics in a totally different style. We're going to each draw. We have a little box here in front of us, a random song out of one box. And then in the other box, we're going to then draw a random style, and we have to sing it that way.
I'm so excited. This is my dream game.
This is how you do songs anyway.
This is called Alex. Yeah, this is called Hi, Alex, Welcome to My Life, because every single time I'm in the car, this is what I literally do naturally.
Or in the studio.
Yeah,
trust me.
In the studio. I annoy everybody that I work with.
MYK, have we not heard 100 renditions of songs from Alex?
Yes, we have. And various animal songs, too. Yeah.
She even remixes them. So,
yeah, she sings them as cats and stuff.
Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and tell us what ones are your favorite or anything else you might say. All right, let's see here. Who's going to go first today? I don't want to go first. So Alex, producer MYK, or Liv the Web Girl, who wants to go first?
I thought it was only me and you playing.
No, I got the whole crew involved in this bad boy.
Okay, I'll go.
You don't think they can sing? I know they can sing.
Yeah, right.
Pick one out of there and then one over there.
Okay.
Pick one, two. All right.
Hold on. Read that one first.
Okay.
And tell us what you got.
What
does it say?
What song you have?
I have Justin Bieber, Baby.
Okay. That's a great song.
And all right. Now we all know Baby.
Yeah.
But how are you going to sing Justin Bieber, Baby? She drew another one.
Hi.
All right. No, this is the original. This is the original song. Okay, so Alex, you're now going to perform it.
Stoned.
Stoned or high, yes. Are you ready to...
Well, let me take a hit first.
Let me see. Do you have your bong with you today?
I brought it in my lunchbox.
You brought your bong? Okay. I'm trying to see. Well, that's a really good looking bong. Okay. Whoa, Alex, stop. Stop. That's a lot.
Hey, pass that over.
No. You didn't get that. You didn't get that. Only her.
I was right. Like... Baby, 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 like baby, 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 like baby, 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 oh, I thought you'd always be mine.
There we go. Instant combination.
I don't know. That was really good. I'm not a pot smoker, so awesome. That was me guessing.
You're more of an edible. All right.
Yeah, believe me, none of these are going to be good.
All right. Producer MYK, can you draw there next?
This is fun. I like it.
He's picking a song out of the first box, and then let us know what it is.
I've got, Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again.
Yes, okay. Now,
but I will be singing it. Like a redneck.
Yes!
Oh, yes! All right. Now, here's the original.
Give it the banjo. Yes.
Do you want, Alex brought it up, usually it's a cappella, but do you want a banjo with this?
Throw me them banjos.
Do you want the slow or the fast banjos?
Give me the OG dueling banjos.
Yeah! Sorry. Here we go.
Oh. Wait a minute, I think I like the fast one.
I like the fast one.
Okay, all right, here's your fast one.
I think we should all clap.
All right, okay, here we go.
Oops, I did it again. I played my card, I lost in the game. Ooh, baby, oops, ooh, you think I'm in love, and I'm set from above. I'm not that innocent, man, there.
All right, Liv the Web Girl. Here, I'll take the camera from you. Let's get Liv the Web Girl over here doing her thing.
That is the most amazing thing that I've ever experienced.
All right, let me pick a song.
All right, draw out of there. This will be your song. Read it for us.
All right, and then let me pick a thing.
Yep, it'll be a style. So go ahead and open up first and let us know what your actual song is.
I'm so bad at, like, voices and accents. I got Shots by LMFAO.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. What is the actual style you're going to be doing?
Movie trailer voice.
Yeah. Oh,
so here's the original. When I walk in a club, all eyes on me.
With the party rock crew. I wish I had this one.
All right. So you know what a movie guy voice would be like, right? Like,
yes,
in a world.
Yes. Where,
okay. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's all you. Go ahead, Liv.
When I walk in the club, all eyes on me. I'm with the party rock crew. All drinks are free. We like Ciroc. We love Patron. We came to party rock. Everybody, it's on.
Oh!
Shots. Everybody.
Now, Liv, do me a favor and say, coming December 2018.
Coming December 2018.
I like
it. In a world with a lot of alcohol.
And only one liver, will she party all night long. All right, my turn. I'll be the last one right here. We are playing a music mashup. Tweet us, at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know so far. You've heard Alex, producer MYK, Liv the Web Girl, and I'm going now. So I will be performing today to my best ability. Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And the style I will be doing that in, let's see here. I will be doing it as sad.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Wait, you going to show us what it sounds like for real?
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to get into character that I almost forgot what the
Bodak
actual
Yellow's
song is right there.
I can't imagine it sad.
It's going to be Bodak Mellow.
Don't dance now. I make money move. Say I don't got to dance. I make money move.
Bodak Mellow.
That means I don't
with you. I'm a boss. You a worker bee. I make
bloody moves. Okay, so this is Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, sad. Look. I don't dance now. I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance. I make money moves. If I see you and I don't speak, that means that I don't mess with you. I'm a boss and you're a worker. I make bloody moves.
Please tag. When we post this video later on Instagram at Joe Nog Show, Liv, you've got to tag Cardi B in the comments because sometimes she recognizes fan covers.
Does anybody like this? What do you guys think? Joe and Alex Show, tweet us. We will read those comments in just a second and see what you think.
Joe, you got to go.
No, sad.
What about mad?
That's just that thing.
That's Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
Tell me something good.
What's good Wednesday on the Joe and Alex Show? Kind of a feel-good story right here. It's been off the air for 5 years, hard to believe, but The Office is still saving lives. Last Tuesday, an 18-year-old college student up in Michigan at Central Michigan University named Natalie stopped to help a squirrel after it fell into a fountain and it couldn't get out. Oh my gosh, it's so sad. It wasn't moving and to her it looked dead, but luckily she's seen an episode from season 5 where Steve Carell's character learns CPR.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
Yes.
No, it's Staying Alive, okay. Staying Alive.
You were in the parking lot earlier. That's how I know you.
Staying Alive, Staying Alive.
Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Words in love with me, no woman. Kicking around since I was born.
That's alright, that's okay.
You can look the other way. Let it go, let it go.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Yeah. Okay, you didn't maintain 100 beats per minute, and the ambulance didn't arrive because nobody called 911, so you lost him.
Okay, he's dead. Anyone know what we do next? Anybody?
Harvest
Rose?
The heart!
I have no idea.
Anyone else?
We bury him.
Wrong. Check for an organ donor card. If he has one, we only have minutes to harvest.
That's why you guys don't like to donate your stuff right there.
That is my favorite show of all time, by the way. All-time favorite show is The Office.
Natalie ended up saving the squirrel's life. She literally sang the song out loud, just like in the episode, and she brought the squirrel up to her dorm room, used her hair dryer to get its body temperature back up. After 2 hours, she left it alone in her bathroom to calm it down, and then she took it outside, and as soon as she let it go, it ran up a tree.
Whoa!
She saved the squirrel. That is some good stuff right there. That's What's Good Wednesday on the Joe and Alex Show.
And now it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. These are stories you might not hear on the news, but I want to talk about them anyways. A woman walked into YouTube headquarters yesterday in California and opened fire in a campus courtyard with a handgun. She wounded multiple people before killing herself. Thankfully, the people that she wounded are going to survive, it looks like. One's in critical condition, one's in serious, and the other person's in fair, and she's dead. So I feel so bad about that. Apparently, she was an animal rights activist who claimed the company censored her channel. She apparently had a grudge against them because they were keeping money that she was supposed to be receiving. YouTube owed her, I guess, video hits too, she said. And obviously YouTube's
join the club,
cracking
lady.
Down on a lot of people. I thought when I heard this story, I mean, I have a gun. Not that people with guns are crazy, but I thought, remember, we mentioned this a week or so ago in the Need to Know News, that they're not going to let a lot of more, any more like gun instructional videos or anything like that on YouTube. I'm like, why? Maybe you take like a bomb making video off of YouTube, but a lot of people have guns and it doesn't mean you're going to, you know, do a mass shooting. But interesting, that coming out of California yesterday.
No, not one mass shooting has been perpetrated by anyone that's an NRA member or anything like that. So, I mean, and her being upset about them putting some kind of weird, you know, algorithm on her, you know, and she doesn't know that for a fact, but she just suspects
that's what she thinks because her stuff went down.
It's happening to literally tons of people. Tons of people every day.
I'm a nobody, and it's like less and less. It's different. They're like, oh, wait a minute. We can charge money for this.
Yeah,
we'll
so
make you pay for it.
Like I said, join the club. But she's an absolute psycho. It's a huge tragedy and super sad.
All right. The fertility doctor is your dad? What? Kelly, this girl named Kelly, received the results from a DNA sample that she had sent to, you know, like Ancestry.com or 23andMe.
Ancestry.com, ruining families one day at a time, no, man, I tell you.
It is, though, guys. I think it is. You know, one of those websites. She assumed that there might have been a mistake. The test showed that her DNA matched a sample from a doctor who lived more than 500 miles away, even though she never heard of the guy.
Wow.
Ancestry.com predicted a parent-child relationship between the two of them. Now, at the time, she was not aware that 36 years ago, her parents had struggled to conceive a child.
They never told her?
They never told her.
They didn't tell her she was a sperm donor or whatever?
They never told her that, and she didn't know her mother had undergone artificial insemination, nor did she or her parents know
that it was the doctor's?
That the doctor had used his. So,
dude,
her father?
You are not.
Yeah, on Mari. She's not really his daughter. It's actually the doctor's.
Well, he knew it wasn't his daughter, but he didn't know it was the doctor's daughter. That's probably illegal. There's probably
sometimes, though, with artificial insemination, when they do that, they can try to actually make it happen, that process happen, where it actually fertilizes the egg. So it could really be, like if Lindsay and I struggled, too.
I thought that it was from a different... It was from a donor.
There's different ways to do that. There can be donors, or there could be, like, for whatever reason, if the guy swimmer can't get to the egg.
Yeah, either way, that is so freaky. Who knows how many fertility doctors are providing their own sperm for
exactly.
that. You know what I mean? That is so messed up.
And that's gross. Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with people?
What the heck?
All right, Alex, you brought up earlier in the show today, we were talking about Dilly Dilly, Augusta.
Dilly Dilly.
Do you
that's
know,
how
have
I say
you ever
it.
Heard of Augusta? It's a golf course.
Oh, no.
It's a famous thing. Liv, what famous golf event happens at Augusta National?
The Masters. My parents are there right now.
Boom! Look at that. Hey, your parents right there. Nice. No, but it's going on, and the Masters has reportedly been giving a sheet out with lists of sayings that are prohibited, so you better tell your mom and dad this, Liv. You don't want them to get kicked out from the tournament. You can't yell this, because when a golfer hits the ball, they'll yell something like, woo! Or they'll say something, but the word that is prohibited, the phrase...
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
What?
Because you go, say dilly dilly.
Why do they care?
They apparently don't want people to shout it. They say it's distracting and it's causing problems with the golfers.
What's the other thing that people yell?
Baba Booey! Shout out to Howard Stern. They always yell out Baba Booey and hit him with a hind.
So I thought that was kind of funny. So tell your pops about that one so he doesn't get in trouble. Hey, I don't want any couples to break up right now, but I also want people to be healthy and lose weight. But listen, if your significant other, even your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever, husband and wife, is thinking about doing weight loss surgery,
yeah,
don't let them do it. As a matter of fact, keep them fat as you can.
Why?
Weight loss surgery, they're saying, leads to more divorces and more marriages ending.
Oh, I've had this theory forever. This is not even news.
Researchers,
every single time someone in a couple loses a significant amount of weight, they want a divorce or they want to break up because they
harder.
Feel hot and
it
they
was
can get hotter.
Harder
people.
To do back in the day. Now, weight loss surgery, it's still a process. You don't just have surgery and magically lose weight, but it helps shrink your stomach, makes you less hungry. And they're saying that thousands of people who have had the surgery and thousands who didn't, compared to the other two, they've actually found that the people that had the surgery and lost all the weight are getting separated and divorced at a higher rate. And then they're remarrying somebody that's super hot that they never could have had before.
Did I not just say, yeah? Yes.
Do you think, and I'm just throwing this out here, do you think that's why Lindsay, like, she always says, we got to lose weight, babe, but then she'll, like, make cake for dinner? Like, she'll bake
she
a cake?
She wants to lose weight. She doesn't want you to lose
that's
weight.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
She loves me, but she doesn't want to have other people love me, too.
It's a trap.
Yeah,
it is.
How to get you.
Okay. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.